So, the deadline comes and goes with a whimper. Do the Rockets have something up their sleeve? Well, let's find out. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li. The bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. Let's have some fun. Trade deadline has come and gone, and I guess Nerlens Noel, probably the biggest name to move, I suppose.
I would say, yeah.
Not exactly what we were...
Not massive.
No, nothing really sexy. Raptors,
although, where'd Nerlens get drafted originally?
Was it second or third?
Yeah. So, I mean, he was a once highly touted draft pick. How about that?
Yeah. Hasn't quite panned out, but maybe... Getting away from...
He's actually about exactly what I expected.
He got picked sixth, remember? I think he was coming off an injury.
I think
he broke his leg, right?
Yeah, he's got a broken leg.
Yeah, that's... who was it? Anthony Bennett went first?
Oh, what a great draft that was.
Yeah.
Not so good.
So that might be the worst number one pick ever, by the way.
Well, there's some bad ones, but that's up there.
Find one worse than Anthony Bennett. Find one worse that's been, like knocked out of the league 2 years in. Like, just, no, you just can't even, even play basketball in our league. That's bad.
Even Michael Olowokandi at least stayed in the league.
He had a long career. He was
Same thing, Kwame Brown, long career.
Yep, kind of a scrub. Never a franchise-type guy, but he had a career. Anthony Bennett, not so much.
God, looking at that draft, Anthony Bennett went first. Victor Oladipo, he's a pretty good player.
He's all right.
He's
also been traded, by the way.
Yeah. Otto Porter, Cody Zeller, Alex Lynn, then Nerlens Noel, and then the best player in that first round, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah. He's turned out to
15th.
Be a player.
He went 15th.
Well, your Rockets basically shed some salary.
The second trade I heard about today is pretty weird. Oh, so the KJ McDaniels trade, it's whatever.
Yeah, I don't think he can play anyway.
What did they get back for him? Do we know yet?
Fake draft pick.
A fake draft pick.
Yeah, basically.
Is that equal to a real draft pick?
No, it makes it sound like there's going to be a draft pick, but in the reality is they're not really getting anything back for him. They were just dumping him off.
How do you do that? I thought you had the salary match.
I'm not sure exactly how it works. It's because I guess
15% of $3.5 million, zero?
I'm not
good. Or is it basically like whatever that draft pick's slotted at?
I did maybe that, yeah. I honestly don't know. But they get rid of $3 million with him. They get rid of Ennis so that they've got some cap room now. I'm assuming they're going to sign one of these guys who get waived now.
That's the plan, I believe.
And
they traded Ennis for another point guard who has almost the exact same salary. It's a very strange thing. I don't understand.
And then they're waiving him.
What? Yeah, but what's the benefit of that? Why not just waive?
I'm sure there's something to
Ennis.
I'm sure there's something with the cap where it helps them to do that. But
you're not a capologist.
No,
though.
And I don't pretend to be.
Okay, well,
so
it'd be convenient if you would pretend for a minute.
Well, you could pretend.
No, I'm
not.
Well,
wait a minute. Jong's our NBA guy. He should, and he's Asian. He should know this stuff.
Let me look it up. But it might be because Ennis might have like a guaranteed contract.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And the guy that they got back might not be a guaranteed guy. Let me look it up.
Okay.
So figure that out for me.
That would make sense. And so, who do you go after now when they're cut?
The rumor is Andrew Bogut, who is likely to be bought out. I would say almost surely to be bought out at this point. And Andrew Bogut is a lot of the things I've said the Rockets needed. He's a guy who has he's okay offensively. If you give him a simple role, he's okay. But he's a rim protector. He's a guy who will grind, play defense, rebound, do all the things that nobody else on this team does.
It's kind of what they need.
But is having one guy who does that, is that enough? I don't know.
No, it's not enough.
Because the rest of the team doesn't care.
It's still a net gain.
Probably.
You know, but
I mean, he's a player. He's a decent player. Yeah,
Cody on Twitter says he had, Ennis had a guaranteed contract, so you couldn't just waive him.
Okay.
So, Obi-Wan said Greg Oden probably worse than Bennett. I don't know, because Oden played well before he got hurt.
Dude, Greg Oden way better than Anthony Bennett. I would take Greg Oden today over Anthony Bennett.
Even with one leg?
One leg. I don't care. Greg Oden at least got on the NBA floor and showed if he were healthy, he could at least – would he be a star in this league? Probably not. Could he play? Yeah. Anthony Bennett could never even play in this league. And I could have told you that when they drafted him, that he couldn't play in this league. No one wanted to listen to that.
I thought he might be a rotation player, but I never thought he'd be – I never thought he'd be as bad as he was. But I never thought he was worth the number one pick. But then when you go over those other guys, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure who was worth the number one pick this year.
I don't think they would have taken Giannis Antetokounmpo anyway.
No. Listen, I was pretty sure that Otto Porter was going to be the best player in this draft. That's probably inaccurate at this point. So, there's... I guess there's mistakes can be – although Otto Porter's actually playing now, and he's actually a pretty decent player. He's like a 12-point-per-game guy. He plays in the league.
He contributes.
He starts almost every game. I mean, although this year, I don't know if he's even played this year. I don't know what happened to him. But last year, he started almost every game. I think he's been injured, but I don't know. But either way – Otto Porter greater than Anthony Bennett. Otto Porter might suck completely, but he's better than Anthony Bennett.
Well, Anthony Bennett, Gerald brings up a good point. Wait, doesn't Oden have three legs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you can't use that other one for basketball.
Actually, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't he do that? Why didn't he just tie it?
A lot of people get frustrated if you whip it out. They don't like that, but I do.
All right. Well,
I'm pro. If you've got that, you use it. If I had it, I would use it on the air.
Really? What would you do with it on air?
When you were in the middle, like if we were arguing.
Yeah.
And I knew I was right, but you thought you were right, I would just pull it out and show you, no, you don't know anything. I'm the man.
That wouldn't make you right.
No, it does.
No.
If it's like that?
No, it just
you know everything.
It just means you're carrying a shotgun. That's all it means. No. I'm carrying a pistol, you're carrying a shotgun if you pull that out.
What that means is, shh, you've got the opinion of a woman is what it means.
Oh, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in.
Otto Porter is actually he is playing this year, and he's playing really well.
See?
14.6 points per game. He's shooting 46.5% behind the three, and he's shooting 53% from the field.
Now, to be fair, he's on a pretty good team. The Wizards are a pretty solid squad.
Yeah, but he started every game.
Yeah, he started starting last year. Up until last year, he looked like a total bust. And then he started to start last year, and he's been good. He was good last year, good this year. He's a decent player. I mean, is he the best player in the draft? Probably not, but I feel less stupid about saying that than I did 2 years ago.
Well, some of these guys could still get better. What's surprising is just how fast Bennett completely fell off, and not only after getting traded, but getting cut, and then, you know.
He didn't fall off because he was never on.
Yeah, he never really, but I mean, the fact he never developed into anything.
Yeah, you can't fall off if you were never on.
Somebody says, if I ever meet AJ, I'm just going to whip it out. No words, just whipping.
That's okay. And I'll judge you accordingly.
Well, yeah, it better...
Listen, if you whip it out, like that's all you do is no words, you whip it out, you better be Greg Oden.
Yeah.
You better impress me.
It better be... Don't be pulling a Derringer out.
Right. You come out and you're like DeAndre Hopkins, allegedly, I'm going to be like, and then you're going to be like, oh, those... That was not my genitals.
Yeah. All right.
But then I saw your face. I know it was your genitals. I'll know.
And you'll take a picture.
Yeah.
That way you can prove to the people. See?
Yeah, and I'll show it. I'll show it to people at live events like the shark pic.
Yeah.
I'll show them your little baby pee.
I like it.
Call it the guppy.
Yeah. It's the minnow pic.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Squeeze in some calls this segment. We have a very special guest coming next segment. Ryan wants to know, are we assuming the Rockets really going to want Bogut? And then I've had a couple people say, well, there's going to be a lot of competition for him.
There will be.
But I also think the Rockets have managed to clear more space than the other contenders have. So, you know, that.
So the question is, does Bogut really care about playing for a contender? He's won a title. Is that a priority to him?
And that's a fair question.
Or does he care about his career is probably coming to an end pretty soon, maximizing dollars? That's what will matter to Bogut. And
but if,
but
if
Bogut,
if,
you could also ask Bogut, hey, do you think the Rockets are a real title contender? So if you got, and not that he'd be offered by these two teams, but
if he gets bought out, he's still getting paid.
Right. But I'm saying if you got an offer from the Cavs or the Warriors at this point, you'll take that over any other team's offer, right?
I would think.
If you're looking for a title.
I would
think.
Because
realistically, those are the two teams that have a chance to win a title.
As of today, yes.
Although, I'm telling you, the Raptors, those dudes are dealing. They're trying to make some moves to get in this thing.
Yeah, I just don't. I'm
having a hard time buying it.
They're good, but I just think, yeah. Even last year, where they got as far as they did, to me, they're just not really well set up for the playoffs. And I know they're trying to fix that and bring in a lot of pieces, but I just don't know.
What I mean, can you sell me on them over the Cavs? Probably not.
No,
But do you have a team now that I think could give the Cavs some hell? Maybe so.
Especially if the Cavs have another injury. Although, as long as LeBron's out there, I still think they're the best team.
I do, too.
I think he could win with Yumi Jong and Michael Carroll. Probably win the East.
Michael Carroll in the post, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Jong playing the point.
Right.
Although, LeBron's the point. And then we just kind of get out of the way and let him do his thing. Let's squeeze in a phone.
I'm going to be like Grayson Allen and just trip people. That's my move.
Yeah. Mine's going to be to elbow him in the nuts.
Okay.
Yeah. Just keep him away from LeBron.
Legit move.
Like enforcers in hockey.
Legit move.
Yeah.
A goon.
Exactly.
I always like that word, goon.
Yeah, that's what I'm out there for. Let's squeeze in a phone call on the HR&P listener line. Bill, you are on the Blitz.
Billy Boy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sports, Billy.
Sports to you, sir. AJ, want to get a couple just one question for you guys. 2013, Ole Miss had a great recruiting class, top five by most polls.
Yep.
My question to you is this. They imposed a one-year bowl ban for paying players up to $15,000. My question to you is this. If the NCAA does not come down on them, wouldn't other programs do $15,000 for a player just to get a really good class and everything else to go to a possible championship game? Or do you think the NCAA is just going to hammer them, which I think they should?
I think the NCAA should hammer them because if this – let's say LSU was handing kids $15,000 apiece. LSU could legitimately win a national title. You know, Ole Miss
– but LSU recruits top five every year without paying them.
But if they did, you would argue they could legitimately win a title, right? I mean, any given year, LSU could legitimately win a title. Ole Miss, it was going to take a miracle for them to win anything major anyway.
Especially in that conference, man.
Right.
That division of that conference. You've got to have a class like that. You've got to have a coach who can pull them together, which they did. Still wasn't enough.
Right. But I do believe that they should hammer those guys. I mean, it's...
No, was anybody else suspicious when they had that class?
Everybody else was suspicious. I mean, I feel like you and I discussed this and said... How did Ole Miss get the number one class in the country?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And the thing is, not all those kids panned out, but a lot of them did. A lot of them were pretty good players for them.
Yeah.
713-780 ESPN, somebody says, what do you mean if LSU paid players
$15,000?
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a bank account at LSU. I'm sure there's one at Alabama. But the difference is you don't need to do that to go out and get a class like that. And,
right.
And the other question is it worth it? If you can get one group like that.
If you're a team like Ole Miss, is it worth the risk?
Yeah.
Probably so.
Yeah, because they had a nice run.
Like if you're
they were in playoff talk last year.
If you're USC, Bama, Florida.
USC's already done it.
Yeah. I feel like they regretted it though, right?
yeah, because they
got their title taken away.
It came down hard on them too.
Right. So, but I mean, those are the teams where one big class, you could be on your way to something special, right?
Yeah.
Ole Miss, it was still going to be an uphill battle. I mean, you had a great couple classes, but it was still going to be an uphill battle because you're still Ole Miss.
Who you're competing with. If you'd had that class at, say, let's say you did the same thing at Oklahoma State and you had that class.
Right.
You probably could make a run.
Maybe.
You probably could. And they got money there.
Yeah.
Let's start that rumor.
Right.
Oklahoma State's going to go out and pay the next class.
Super rich.
So. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, somebody says, I specifically remember AJ saying, watch him get banned 3 years later.
Probably.
Yeah, it does sound.
I don't remember it, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it sounds exactly like something you would have said at the time. So, Jay off 288. LSU should save their bank for a quarterback just one time.
They should one time off.
Yeah, just $15,000 for a quarterback?
No, but like pass on the other 15 players and just pay that dude $100,000.
Yeah, just do a. Do the same thing the Texans should do.
Yes.
Just go do whatever to get a quarterback and forget everything else. Trade your whole draft. Somebody says those kids took the $15,000 and then went to different schools.
Yep.
Yeah, that's part of the risk, right? Take the money and run. And you can't really hold them to anything. It's not a legal contract.
True.
It's like going to a guy and saying, hey, I want to buy $200 worth of weed. And he goes, okay, yeah, give me the $200. Then he doesn't give you your weed. What are you going to do?
Guys, I appreciate you guys giving me credit on Otto Porter, but I'm not an NBA GM, and Otto Porter is still not better than the Greek. So I picked the wrong guy. He's nice. I picked the wrong guy though. He's better than Anthony Bennett. I did say Otto Porter over Anthony Bennett. I was right on that. You want to give me credit for that? Pat me on the back, bro.
I think Oladipo was my guy, which he hasn't really panned out either.
He's been better than Anthony Bennett.
He has. Well, but so have you.
Arguably, yeah.
Your NBA career has been just as successful
as his.
It's
the same.
Yeah. So, God, it's amazing how badly they missed on that.
Yeah.
At least they recognized it right away and got rid of him. That's just a stretch where there's a few drafts there where there just wasn't a lot of good players. And the good players were ones that weren't highly thought of later.
There's a couple guys out of that draft, like Steven Adams has performed well. Not like number one pick well, but he's been a good player. CJ McCollum's turned into a player.
Yeah.
He went 10th in that draft. Dennis Schroeder's turned into a player. He went 17th in that draft. Mason Plumlee's pretty decent. He went 22nd.
But you know what? Those guys are pretty good for where they were drafted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you look at where they were drafted and what they're giving their teams, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But when you go number one, you're not supposed to be out of the league.
Expectations
now.
Are high.
Yeah. Maybe he'll be a star. He'll go pull a Jimmer and be a star in China.
How about Alex Oriahi went number 57 and never played in the NBA, but did pull Isaiah Thomas in a trade.
There's that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That makes him worth something. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, man, we got a lot of other stuff to get to besides NBA, but it was trade deadline day. I do like the Raptors picking up P.J. Tucker. I thought that was a good pickup for them. And that was kind of a hole in the roster,
yep.
So I like that one.
They've made a couple moves. I mean, they're at least trying. They're not rolling over. I like that.
I like that. I think they realize they're close in the East. It's still a gap to me, but go out and do whatever you can. How about what did you think of that Thunder trade, getting Taj Gibson and Doug McDermott?
Solid.
I think the Thunder got the better end of that to me.
Yeah. It's weird that the Thunder are making moves, though.
Yeah, what's it going to get?
That part was kind of weird, but.
Oh, they got to show Russell Westbrook they're trying to.
True. Hey, we love you, buddy.
Yeah.
Trying to work things out for you.
All right. We're going to take a very quick break. We come back. We have an iconic guest coming next.
Iconic?
Iconic, I would say. Yes.
Okay.
We're going to surprise the people. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. People sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Watch it.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and we promised you an iconic guest. And I have to say, we have a lot of people come through here. It's about as excited as I've seen half the people in this office.
Are they pumped?
They're pumped.
Good.
Our guest is a comedian, a writer. He's a lot of things. Dick Gregory, a legend, who will be performing tomorrow at the Shrine of the Black Madonna at 7 o'clock. You can get tickets at alrucker.com. And I think this is the first time we've actually had somebody with his own security detail.
Mm. Yeah, he's got some guys in here. They're not real big, but they're dressed the same, which is a little like that throws up red flags immediately.
Right.
They're wearing gray suits, black shirts, black ties, and they have earpieces, which makes you think like
they listen to your show.
No, I don't think they're listening to the show.
I don't know
what they're listening to exactly.
I just told you they're listening to your show.
Is that how you guys communicate with each other? Okay, they're listening to the show. All right, I'll believe it. But they, I mean, listen, they found two black guys that are both bald, the exact same height, the exact same suit, sunglasses. I mean, you've got it worked out.
No,
I recruited these guys because they kind of look the same, right?
I tried to tell Kennedy went to District Dallas. I said, I got two black cats that look alike in gray. You can go there and come back. He didn't listen to me.
Yep. Messed up. Look what happened to him. Look what happened.
So you're still out there doing shows, man? And
about 250 dates a year.
My goodness.
All over the world.
And how old are you now?
85.
85 years old.
Is that bad?
For to be out 250 days a year?
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's all, I mean.
Well, maybe I'll stop.
You should rest.
No white person ever told me that. I listen to white folks. So
no, listen.
Hey, man, cancel the show tomorrow.
I want you to I want you to have a long run. And listen, when you get old, I tell Fred this all the time. I think Fred, he's in his 50s. He should only work 4 days a week.
Yeah.
Because he's not in great health.
Well, he would
look
work
at the man.
4 days a week if y'all paid him the day he was off.
We can't do that.
Is he there? He can't do it. Okay. Yeah.
But you, I feel, let's say half the days of the year, 180 days, 182.
Okay.
That's okay.
I'll report that.
I want you to be all right.
Okay.
You still enjoy performing, though?
Always. I'm 85. My wife is 75. We don't have a prescription between the two of us.
You don't have a prescription?
None.
Not even for weed.
Man, I ain't never smoked a reefer or nothing in
no
my
joke.
Life. No.
Have your men over here smoked reefer ever?
I don't know, but I tell you one thing. I think a black person is stupid to do drugs sold to him by the great-grandson of the slave owner. I wouldn't trust it.
That's true. I wouldn't either.
You know, ask the Jews, would they trust something Hitler made?
Yeah, listen, if I were a black man, I wouldn't trust any white people. I believe you on that.
Oh, no, it's some white people.
Who do you trust? What white people do you trust?
Let me tell you something. You come in the black community, we got black folks whiter than white folks.
That's true.
So we grew up with them. See what I'm saying? We grew up with them. And it wasn't because the slave was raping the slave master's wife. No, it's a game. But I'm happy when I walk out on stage. I had writers, and they could never turn their stuff in till 30 minutes before I was getting ready to go on. Because if it didn't hit me, and so Bob Arvin, one of the great writers in the world, he came with me for 2 weeks, and he said, man, you know how much money you paid me? I'm going to give you half of it back. He said, you don't use my stuff. I said, that's your stuff I'm using. But when I take it into me, it comes out my way. And that's what it's about. You know, it's about comedy. The greatest laugh you ever had didn't come from no comedian. It came from friends or relatives.
Probably so.
Comedy is a timing, like you all do, timing. and people listen to y'all and think they can do it because you make it look so easy.
We're scrubs. Everybody could do our job, no doubt.
No. You know better than that.
No, but that's what everyone will tell us.
Oh, they
tell
you that.
That's what the internet tells us for sure.
You know, them punks that don't know what they're doing.
That's true.
You know?
That's probably true. I agree with you on that.
That's how it works.
Dick Gregory's our guest, and you've done, I'm so impressed by the books, and you know, you've also been involved in social issues forever. How much of that are you still doing?
All of it. Everywhere I go, I do it, you know, and see stuff. I get stuff I couldn't even talk about because people would go crazy. I mean, how do you look at Trump and think he could be that stupid and the trillionaire white Republican didn't put a bullet in his head like they did Kennedy? It's a game. It's a trick. It's Hollywood.
How is it for you as a black man living in, you say you have a house in D.C., to live in D.C. in a Trump world? What is it like for you now?
When you got big bucks, none of it affects you.
It doesn't matter to you.
You know, the hurricane come through, they never mess with a bank.
Okay.
Or a whole house. You ain't never seen one of them prostitutes crying. I don't know.
No. I never see that.
Okay.
So you're all right.
I've been all right. I was all right when I didn't have no money. My mother taught me, you're not broke, you're just busted. Being broke is a mental condition. Being busted is a temporary situation. And I listened to her.
Smart man.
My mother was smart. She told me.
My mom's a pothead. She doesn't know anything.
You could do anything. I wish my mama was a pothead.
Oh, my mom is.
I'd eat up all the cookies and
blame
it on.
My mom makes a mean carrot cake pot. Yeah.
Yeah.
She says you just put it in like a spice, and it's delicious. Yeah. I believe that, too.
Your mama's still alive. Tell her.
She's still kicking.
Well, tell her the number one drug on the planet is Nutnade.
Nutnade?
Yep.
What is that?
That's a spice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
like a spice. Nutmeg?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are you drinking there?
Coffee.
Who made that? Esme?
Yeah.
You think that was good coffee?
I didn't care.
You didn't care. That's what I said.
I left the crack house to get here. Serious?
Fair enough.
So, Trump being the president, good for your comedy?
Yeah. Well, I bumped into him the other day and told him I'd give him a penny for his thoughts. He gave me some change back. But I have to say one thing. I usually don't give white folk too much credit. But I can say one thing. If Trump was born by a black woman as ugly as she is, he never would have left the basement.
No, he would
still be there.
That's a good point.
You hear me?
I feel you on that.
Still be there.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's no, Trump is a shadow. And one thing about a shadow, when the sun go down, the shadow disappear. And that's what Americans are scared of, a shadow. He has no power.
Do you think if Barack Obama had not been president, or if Barack Obama had not been black, do you think that we would be dealing with a Trump presidency now?
No, you wouldn't.
I don't think so either. You're right. Think this was a direct reaction.
Man, tell your mother
reaction.
To make some more of them cakes.
Yeah.
No, that's the game.
But everyone got scared when a black man was in power.
Yeah.
And everyone said, we've got to go the total opposite way.
Yeah,
here.
Well, think about Hitler. They weren't scared when he was in power. He'd been black, they'd have been scared then.
That's probably true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the game. See, it's like me. I'm 85. I used to go see Frankenstein movies. I was scared of the monster. And then one day I realized, Dr. Frankenstein. That's who Frankenstein.
That's the scary one.
The monster was scared.
Right.
And anytime you can't be scared of who the monster's scared of, then something's wrong. It's that simple. You know, that simple. And so now everybody's fixing to pay for it because he's not the president. Okay? He's not the president. This is a game they play.
Who is the president?
Huh? The rich.
Some rich white man?
Powerful.
Richer than Trump?
Oh, Trump ain't got. Where's his money? They say his daddy, right?
Yeah.
You ever read anything about his daddy?
No, I don't even know.
All right, during that time, construction was run by the mob in New York. And they would kill anybody, judges, cops, you know. His daddy wasn't nothing. They just put the story out there, and that's where it stays.
You're a guy who has. I mean, to be honest, you lived through one of the worst eras in this country for a black man.
In the world.
And you were an outspoken black man.
Yeah, in the world.
How often did you fear for your life? How often did you feel for your safety?
All the time, but it was worth it. I told my wife, liberty is not in this house. So we got to go out. I was in the military, and some white dude telling me to take that hill. I wouldn't ask about my family. I wouldn't ask none of that. Yes, sir, I'm going. If you get caught by the enemy, give them nothing but name, rank, and seal number. Shit, that's on my dog tags. They can get that if I was dead.
Yeah.
Then you call me a traitor and all that. I've been in the military 3 days, so put on my records. If Dick Gregory ever get caught, get rid of you. All you used to be secrets. You know, because something about somebody snatching my fingernails off and sticking pins in my eyeballs, pouring hot water, I tell them where my mama was. And if she didn't understand it, she didn't understand that when that water hit her back.
We talked, in fact, yesterday we talked about, this is the anniversary, this week is the anniversary of Malcolm X's
Malcolm
death.
X, yeah.
I mean, you lived through that. You lived through
Martin Luther King's assassination. He called me that morning. He called me that Sunday morning. I was finishing up a nightclub date Saturday, and he asked me, was I coming to the Ottoman ballroom? I said, not me. I'm not going to give him two for the price of one. I didn't go.
You knew what was going to happen?
Sure.
Oh.
Y'all a little young, but the week before they killed him, a car drove past his house and threw a firebomb on the porch. What they didn't tell you is the house was like 400 feet away from the driveway. You can't throw it. And they said he was in a green Oldsmobile. They was telling whoever did it, get rid of it, because they got it, you know. And then the next thing you know, Malcolm was dead. But what people don't know is when them black guys walked up, Malcolm was on stage. Hmm? So they were shooting up. When I get the autopsy, you know, because I said to the government, that wasn't a federal crime. You know, he wasn't robbing the bank. So I get the autopsy and all the bullets is going down, which means they gave him cats blanks. And the reason I didn't put it in my book, because they would have got out of jail. Let them stay in jail. Hmm? So that's what, and Malcolm, see, what Malcolm did, he met with a guy in Nairobi called DePinto, one of the fine black minds that had ever lived when it comes to writing and literature. And so he said to Malcolm, he said, we need to plan to go to the UN and take racism to the steps, racism to the steps, because they know they couldn't get in the building. And the day they killed Malcolm, at the same time in Nairobi, DePinto was shot through the head. Okay, that's what's like. When you go and research, the reason I looked in newspapers and all them stuff, because they got a multi-million-dollar research. I don't believe what I see in the paper, but the research is there. I look for the crack in the fabric, you know, and it's there, and you see it. And so consequently, then you just twist it and make it funny. If it ain't funny to me, I don't use it. Let me tell you, if the two of you are a comic, you know how hard it is to die in a nightclub? People don't come there to see you die. They come there to enjoy themselves.
Yeah, no one thinks that's funny.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You come there to enjoy yourself. They put on new shoes, new outfit. You know, I come in the same thing I had on yesterday. You know? And so that's what it's about. And then when you see it and you feel it, and then the misinformation, especially, you know, there are black folks that said, oh, what a horrible thing, these black boys wearing their pants below their butt. I said, wait, Hitler didn't wear his pants below his butt. Priests ripping off little boys for 1,000 years wasn't wearing their pants below their butt. Okay? Cops shooting black folks in the back of the head. So why are you going to look at the pants? One thing that research will tell you, that more black folks will die in the next 24 hours from sugar diabetes and salt. Okay? Then will die from crack in the next 3 years. But misinformation scare you. That's what's happened with Trump. Anybody, if my mother was alive, include her, anybody that went and voted in this last election for the lesser of the evils, because you're evil. That's what it's about. You evil. And then the folks they thought was the lesser didn't even win. Isn't that horrible? And so that's the whole thing that we're looking at, and fear will bring this country down to the ground. Fear alone. How many times you read where a guy got a gun under the pillow and his wife walks in and he shoots her? That's fear.
Yeah.
Okay? That's fear. When I looked at September the 11th, you know, I looked at them cops and firefighters running into a building where everybody was running out. I mean, think about that. Hmm? And yet we don't pay them nothing. Huh? And if I had my way, the veterans, when the war starts, trillions of dollars is made, but it goes to the munition manufacturer. If I had my way, 12% the munition manufacturer could make, and after that, we split it up with the veterans. See to it that their children go to college, that their wives go to college, that everything they want. Those are the real troopers, man. Those are the ones. We talk about America, the beautiful, and all of that, but we don't treat them like that. And then once you turn it around, things stop. It'd be no more wars if the manufacturers couldn't make no money. And so that's what it's like. And you just walk down the street and you look and you think and you see it. See it just like that. And then if you talk about being fair, you know, how can you not be fair? It's just that simple. I think about a slave, ex-slave, the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment gave us black men the right to vote. Now, we didn't get it. You know that? But the law was there. A white woman didn't get the right to vote till 1921, and that's your mother, your daughter, your wife. You understand? So I said, what kind of dude am I dealing with? You know? And so somewhere it's beginning to come that way now because you got these, what you all do, putting that message out there. And so you make the, what they call the legitimate network, have to clean up their act. They don't clean it up all the way, but they got to clean it up, you know? And that's why if you look at Will Smith movie about concussions, huh? And then right after that, why you think they paying them ex-football players $5 million a minimum, okay?
Yeah.
Even the ones that haven't complained, let's get this out the way. But it's not going to work. Not going to work.
How much longer are you going to keep doing this?
Huh?
How much longer are you going to keep doing this?
Oh, I hadn't even thought about it. Keeps me away from the house. Children raise they self. That's why all of them are successful. Raise their own self. Don't ask for daddy. These folks that brought me in here, they had to go through my wife. I ain't never had a checking account in my life. She handles all the money. You understand? She
yeah.
handles all of it. I don't even want to know. You know.
That's what my wife does, too.
What if she leave? My ability to make money is in my head, not in my wife's marriage. In my head, right here. And as long as she don't take that, keep the children. I don't want to see them. You know? So that's the game.
All right, and that is Dick Gregory. He'll be performing tomorrow at the Shrine of the Black Madonna, 7 o'clock. Tickets are available at the alrucker.com. They're starting as low as $40. And obviously you're in for a treat if you can get some tickets to this and go see Mr. Gregory. I have to say, it was an absolute pleasure, sir.
Thank you
Appreciate
very
you
much.
Coming
so.
In.
Peace to you. Thank you.
Peace to you, sir.
Thank you. Tell the family hello and stay well.
All right. That is a legend of the game, my man, a legend of the game. All right, got to tell you guys about dirt-free carpet. Now's the time to save big on cleaning those carpets, your air ducts, your tiles, your upholstery with dirt-free carpet. They'll clean one room right now with any purchase, which means you pay for one room. They'll clean the second one absolutely free. Give them a call at 281-DIRT-FREE and go chemical-free with dirt-free. They're not using the soaps and chemicals the other guys are using. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet. Tell me you heard it here. You'll get one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. You missed baseball season? Come out this weekend to Reckling Park for Rice's home opening weekend. Rice will take on Southeastern Louisiana in a rematch from last year's regional tournament. Rice is playing for its 23rd straight tournament appearances. The games are 6:30 Friday, 2 p.m., and 1 p.m. Sunday. Purchase your ticket. I don't know how it's 2 p.m. and 1 p.m. Sunday, but purchase your tickets today at ricehouse.com/BSBTicks. I'm sure it will tell you what time the game actually is on Sunday. It's got to be 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., right? Playing two games on Sunday? I don't know. All right. Well, what'd you think of that?
It's interesting.
Yeah. Different.
Yeah, I think it's cool having dudes like that who have seen it all. But, yeah, it's one of those things. That's a dude who's going to – he is going to speak on things until he dies. And the sad thing is, no one's going to care even after he dies, which is a bummer. Mm. But, I mean, that's the life he chose. And I God bless him, man. God bless dudes like that who put in the work.
What I enjoy is, and it's, there's so many times where you watch movies about, you know, the 50s and 60s and the civil rights movements and all that. It's fun every now and then to talk to somebody who lived it and is still living it and has a lot of opinions. And, you know, I don't agree with all of them, but I sure enjoy the conversations with people like that. And every now and then, you know, because you get guys in their 80s, man, a lot of times it doesn't work out very well, especially with a radio interview. We've had that happen before, Kreskin. But that one was an all-timer. But no, I thought it was pretty cool. So I hope the people enjoyed it. You know, kind of around about 7:30 on 7:30 on social media, as far as who liked it and, you know, who thought he was just a rambling old man. So
sorry.
That's I'll take the percentage. But yeah, appreciate him coming on. And once again, his show is at the Shrine of the Black Madonna, 7 o'clock tomorrow. Tickets available at alrucker.com. And they start
not Al Roker.
Not Al Roker. Al Rucker, R-U-C-K-E-R. And that is one letter away from being a real bad mistake on radio. They're starting at $40. So give it a try. Right now, I am going to tell you about one of my favorite new websites, usracing.com. And this is a very, very cool horse racing site. I have been messing around with it for the last 2 days. You can bet on over 200 tracks from your computer, your tablets, and your phone. I consider to make a bet on my phone. And they offer daily rebates with, you can bet on horses, jockeys, even trainers, and the bets are safe, fun, secure. It's easy to get money in there and get it out. And right now, new players can qualify for a $150 sign-up bonus. Give them a try, man. I love the setup here. They pay track odds. That you can get up to 8% back on your wagers if you're playing the top tracks. So you get paid on all your horse betting, no limits, excellent customer support, and the best part is the payouts, man. You get paid fast. They have the fastest payouts of any online horse racing site, and that mobile site is terrific. They also feature award-winning race analysis, interviews, free handicapping tips, stories on trainers, jockeys, owners, breeders, horses, and new technology and developments in the horse racing industry. All of that in addition to being able to go on and get your gamble on. I was messing around with Gulfstream in Tampa Bay and Oaklawn today. And you can do the same thing. They've got all those tracks. Over 200 of them. Greyhound racing, you name it. Get your blood rushing again at usracing.com or call 1-844-US-RACING now to set up your account. Use promo code PONY. That's promo code PONY, and you can get your race on at US Racing.
Listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.